Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applied during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
And good afternoon, everyone. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, South Gym in Iowa City, Coralville, 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Good show coming up for you. It'll be Cal Elder joining us to talk Major League Baseball. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Maybe a little bit of international baseball as well. Congratulations to Team USA, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team, as they knocked off Russia. Team Russia was not the Russian All-Stars, Mark. Just Team Russian. They did that by the 10-run rule in 7 innings, 13-3. Great job by former Kennedy product Sammy Lizarraga today as he got the start, got the victory on the mound, and now the United States at 2-0 in pool play. They have qualified for medal play already, and they will take on the favored Japanese coming up, and that will be a 10 o'clock start, I believe, tonight, Iowa time. So you can keep up with that a little bit better. Best of luck to the Hawkeyes and Rick Heller for that, as the Hawkeyes so far 2-0. Not the Russian All-Stars. That's basketball. This is just the Russian baseball team. Something's lost in translation, apparently.
That's great stuff for Iowa baseball, not only to, you know, take this trip, much like it did to the Dominican last year, and you talk about bonding and all that good stuff, but playing games before, you know, that the preseason starts, what is it, February, March? And
right.
Just, I'm sure it's a wonderful experience representing the United States and winning some games, getting in the medal round, and I'm sure one show or the other, either ours or Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn, will have Rick Heller on when the team gets back to Iowa City. But good stuff so far.
Yep, good stuff so far indeed. And see how the Hawks do against the Japanese. Again, probably the favorites from what I read going into the World University Games.
There. Bring them on.
So we shall see. 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line here at 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Kirk Ferentz, impromptu meeting with the media this morning, and that after Iowa practice as the Hawkeyes get ready for the opener coming up on September the 2nd against the Wyoming Cowboys. What did we learn today? Well, the potential number one pick in the NFL draft is going to be throwing against not a starting corner. For the Iowa Hawkeyes, as Kirk Ferentz announced, Manny Rugumba has been suspended for the first game. That due to a violation of team rules in the offseason. And so it will be, Mark, who's stepping in? Because you're better at it than I am.
Michael Ojemudia.
Ojemudia will be coming in.
He got some time last year.
Yes, he did.
But the depth back there could be a problem.
True freshman will be the backup at this point. And so you got to think that Wyoming, even though they lost a lot of their receiving core from last year, you got to think that they are going to be, well, maybe looking at that one side at least a little bit as far as the Cowboys are concerned and maybe picking on Mr. Ojemudia a little bit early on anyway. As far as that goes. So that's the one thing we learned today. One of the things we learned today. And the other thing that was announced, Josie Jewell, first team preseason AP All-American. Congratulations to the senior from Decorah. The former Viking up there was, I'm not going to say he was lightly recruited, but there weren't a lot of people knocking down his doors that were Division I, but he is a first team preseason All-American by the Associated Press. And pretty, pretty cool thing, I think, for the Hawkeyes and for Josie Jewell.
It very much so. He's gotten a lot of preseason decoration already, and I think Jewel and the Iowa coaches will tell you if he's first team All-America at the end of the year, that's much more important.
I would agree.
Very nice honor out of the chute.
Yeah. And what else did we learn? As Kirk Ferentz talking, we wanted to learn something today about the quarterbacks, but I'll let Kirk describe exactly in detail the quarterback situation.
Last thing, probably the biggest thing for everybody at your end is the quarterback situation. And you know, we'll have a starter name by Monday at the latest. I'm not sure right now when that decision will get made. The competition remains very close. Both guys are doing a really good job, and both guys have certainly improved since the spring, and I think they've made progress during the 19-20 practices that we've had thus far. So, yeah, we'll make a decision somewhere in the next couple of days, make that announcement on Monday, and move forward from there.
Was that the CAM bus unloading in the background?
Could be.
No starter named today by Kirk Ferentz. Nathan Stanley and Tyler Weegar still in a battle going through the weekend.
Is this a good thing? We've kind of gone through it the last few years with Jake Rudock and C.J. Beathard.
Is it a good thing? Can I tell you in a month?
Sure.
If this was good or not. I think going along with, you know, what we have said, what Todd and the gang have said on their show, I think it's going to be Nathan Stanley.
I do, too.
I think it's his to lose more than, you know, nothing against Tyler Weegers or anything like that. I think he could be a capable backup, very much so. But, again, you don't burn the red shirt on a guy last year if you don't intend to bring him in there to play him. That's the reasoning I'm looking at.
Well, at its core, competition is good, is it not?
Yes.
I mean, for any position.
May I go Mark Ironside on you? Iron sharpens iron.
True enough. I don't think anybody's seen enough of these two guys, apart from a couple public appearances, to really make a knowledgeable assessment of who's the better quarterback, right?
Right.
I haven't seen enough of them to know.
No, no, no. Nathan Stanley came in a few times last year when C.J. Beathard was dinged up. Threw some good passes, missed some guys, but that's always what's going to happen when you're a true freshman coming in Big Ten play. But for the most part, thought he did a decent job when he came in there.
Who would you like to see? Who do you think it will be? 319-366-1600. That's our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Go to jkainvest.com. Or our phone line where Kyle Mann is eager to answer your call. Who do you think will be the quarterback? Who should it be?
Yeah.
And then in week three, you're going to have a different opinion. I'm quite sure of that.
It'll be Manziel by then at this point. Yeah. What do you think out there? And yeah, those are the big things coming out of Iowa City today as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned as they get ready for Wyoming coming up on September the 2nd.
And evidently, good news on the recruiting front. Iowa has landed a commitment from a four-star defensive back from Indianapolis. D.J. Johnson is his name.
Could use him on September 2nd, perhaps.
Apparently so. And Johnson was down to Iowa and Notre Dame. Take that for what it's worth. But that's a 2018 recruit, first four-star in that class, shaping up to be a very solid class at that. I don't get too worked up about it right now, but a lot of folks out there are very excited about this this recruit.
Yeah, I think so, and definitely a good get for the Hawkeyes at this point. And again, 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in.
4702 would like to see Manziel.
It's starting already. I don't think that's going to be happening. I don't know if that was a bit on the sarcastic side or not. Maybe not. Maybe he wants him from the get-go. And like we said, we haven't seen practice or anything like that. Maybe Weegers is impressed. Maybe he has picked up his game. Maybe he's gotten better. Maybe he's to the point where the plans have changed a little bit with Nathan Stanley.
48-15 on the text line. Do you think they are waiting until Monday because Manziel is practicing well and that's making the decision tougher? No.
I don't think so, but you never know. Never know at this point.
I don't think Ferentz has ever asked about Manziel, has he?
No.
Very rarely.
Very rarely. Very rarely.
He's made it clear that it's a two-man competition, right?
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. 3:13 on the Wednesday or Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. A reminder, we have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away today on the program, which includes a 24-pack. That is two sparkling cases of either Diet Dr. Pepper or regular Dr. Pepper. Some KGYM prizes, including a pint glass. Also, some Dr. Pepper prizes as well. And that will be yours to win later on the program today. And we invite you to do that. Also, Todd Brommelkamp Show will be giving away tickets to Fry Fest. It is Friday, September the 1st, day prior to Iowa and Wyoming, a day to celebrate all that is Hawkeye, getting you ready to kick off the season. Some great activities, the Hawkeye Pep Rally. Former players are going to be there, autograph sessions, a Hawkeye fashion show. I'm not sure what that is, but go see it. We encourage you to do so. Plus, at night, the concert will feature the Pork Tornadoes and Arch Allies at 8 o'clock. Huge fireworks display at the end. And that'll be coming up on Friday, September the 1st. And that will be in the exhibition hall of the Coralville Marriott at that time.
George Kittle, former Iowa tight end, now with the San Francisco 49ers, will be a guest on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And a very interesting guest lined up for next week. I'll let them break the news on that.
Indeed. That'll be coming up next week as well. Also, Jeremiah Davis will join the guys to talk and wrap up Bristol. No, I'm kidding. More Iowa football, I bet you.
Poll question today at KGYMradio.com has to do with another piece of news that we'll get to. Emil's Hideaway bringing you this question. Which would you rather see at Carver Hawkeye Arena? Three choices, more Big Ten games, better non-conference games. Why can't we have both? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
Which, if you want to lament Hawkeye fans and get even more angry, Wisconsin announced another home-and-home football series with a Power 5 conference school. UCLA and Wisconsin will play in 2029 and 2030. I'm not going to guarantee you Mark and I are going to be hosting this show in 2029 and 2030, but by God, if we are, we're going to be talking about Wisconsin-UCLA at that point. You gave me a very bad look when I said that. And again, people exploding on the internet that, why don't the Hawkeyes play in any of these? But that's for another time.
Yeah, it's a tired road that's been traveled, hasn't it?
Iowa State's not going anywhere, folks. It's not going anywhere.
Regarding the poll question, stories out today that Iowa could be, or not Iowa, but the Big Ten could be headed for a 20-game Big Ten schedule. That's the impetus of our poll question today.
And I like it, personally. I like it. Why not play all the all the conference games you can get? The Big 12 plays a complete round robin. That's 18 games. Big Ten would go with 20. That's getting closer and closer. You're never going to be able to play a 26-game conference schedule. But what it means is you're going to your non-conference schedule is going to suffer a little bit. Granted, Iowa's this year is not the greatest, but teams like Michigan State with Tom Izzo that routinely play four or five top 25 teams, probably going to cut that down in half a little bit. Perhaps you... If you're a Michigan State, maybe even if you're an Iowa, every couple years, take that that tournament route, whether it be the Battle for Atlantis or Iowa hasn't been to Maui in a long time, but maybe that's in the cards the next couple of years. And maybe do that and maybe one other, probably Iowa State, and then you're going to bring in a lot of the directional schools because of that. But you get more Big Ten games, I guess, in the end.
I personally think 18 is about right. It's more than half the schedule against the Big Ten. Unless you go to 26, which will never happen.
Never.
It's always going to be unbalanced. Somebody's going to have an easier Big Ten road than other folks. Whether you play 18 or 20, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you got 18 Big Ten games, throw in the Iowa State and UNI games, Hy-Vee Classic, whatever it may be. Throw in your own tournament. Throw in another tournament, which you've got the ACC Challenge. And then I just think 18 is about right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Although I'm kind of leaning toward 20. I like that. Here's the deal, because you can play everybody once, and then every other year you would play the others. 1 year, if you didn't play them, let's say they went to 20 games next year, you play half the teams in the Big Ten twice, you play the other half once, and then you flip it around. So you're going to get to play, let's say, if you were a Jordan Bohannon coming in last year, you would have got to play everybody twice if you stayed 4 years. See what I mean with that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more square, if you will. And you're not going to... The schedule is going to be favorable or go against you maybe a little bit, but it's going to even out a little bit more than it has in the past, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
You're
going to
see
point.
Routinely Big Ten games played before the first of the year.
Which is fine.
Which is going to happen this year.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not December 1st and 2nd. Get the Big Ten tournament out of New York City. Hopefully this is a one and done with Jim Delaney. And won't be able to do it. Speaking of basketball, congratulations to Peter Jack signing with the Phoenix Suns as well. That's a pretty good get, I think, for him. And hopefully he can stick with Phoenix and probably play a little bit of G League, probably play a little bit of NBA with that new type of contract. But that's good to see as far as Peter Jack is concerned. A lot of good basketball players out there. A lot of good basketball players.
Very good
there.
Thing for him. I didn't expect that, but Jock at least is going to have an opportunity. And is it Monte Morris, Marcus Page have those similar deals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, that is correct. And we're efforting Marcus. We are going to effort Marcus.
He just got married, right?
He just got married.
Yeah.
We're going to give him some space. Give him some space a little bit. But Cheryl Ellis, if you're out there, help us out a little bit. We're going to get Marcus on here before the basketball season and talk with him about his new contract that he has signed. 21 past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We'll go ahead. We'll take a break. Come back. Cal Eldred will stop by. We'll talk some Major League Baseball with Cal. We'll do it when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
It's almost September.
I know.
Pumpkin spice, everything, sweatshirts, football games.
Capital credits.
Yay, September. Wait, what?
September's Linn County REC's Capital Credit Month.
Oh, wait, is that thing where we get money credited to our bill?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that month. Linn County REC is so cool.
Yeah, since they're a cooperative, when they have profits above what they need to operate, it comes back to members like us on our September bill.
I wonder how much they've given back.
Well, the last I heard, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's incredible.
I know. Wonder how much credit I'll get this year.
Me too.
Let's go get lattes, hang out by the mailbox, and wait for our September bills to come.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
Okay.
When your September bill arrives from Linn County REC, take a look and find out what your capital credit is this year. It's all based on how much electricity you use. Capital credits. Just another one of the benefits of membership at Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative. Find out more at LinnCountyREC.com.
If he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. Here at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're kicking off football season in a huge way. Here's how. You come to Siebke Hoyt Jewelers for our big kickoff sale on Friday, August 25th through Sunday, August 27th. And you save up to 25% on that engagement ring, anniversary band, or that big pair of diamond studs you've always wanted. Plus, there'll be tailgating food and chances to win game tickets. Then, you go home a very happy person. Then you turn on the TV and watch the Iowa versus Wyoming game. And if the home team returns the opening or halftime kickoff for a touchdown, your jewelry is free. Yeah, if he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. So, you can save up to 25% on your purchase, and there's a chance you may get it free. It's the 6th annual kickoff sale at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, Friday, August 25th through Sunday, the 27th. We're Siebke Hoyt, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and loves football.
Chad!
Friday afternoon at 3, tune into 106.3 FM for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym will be coming to you live from Regina before their matchup with Xavier. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle. Count down to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard Friday afternoon at 3 on the gym.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:23 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, Scott, Mark, Kyle with you here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. A reminder, as you heard, David Schulte, Gary Fickle will be out at Regina for the tailgate tour coming up on Friday on 106.3 FM. Tune in for that. And we will have high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union coming up. And really looking forward to things. Dan, Tom, thank you very much out of First Federal for being our presenting sponsor. Two great games coming up, top teners on Friday night at 7 o'clock, as it will be on 1600 AM, Cedar Rapids Prairie at Cedar Rapids, Washington. And then on both FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it will be Iowa City Regina hosting Cedar Rapids Xavier. After the game, Eastern Iowa Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing from 10 o'clock until midnight. All the scores from around Eastern Iowa and around the state, reports as well of Eastern Iowa scores. And very happy to bring you that again. And Jeff's got it streamlined, and looking forward to bringing you all of the scores coming up. And that will be, again, on Friday night, right after the games, beginning at hopefully around 10 o'clock. Right now, we're going to talk baseball. Cal Elder is set to join us right now. Joins us on Tuesdays on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Now with the Kansas City Royals. And Cal, how you doing?
I think the term is hanging in there.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Where are you hanging right now? Are you at home or are you out and about?
No, I'm in sunny Arizona down here checking out our Arizona League rookie league team, and which is loaded with a bunch of the guys that we just picked up in the draft in June.
Awesome. How are they adapting to the world of professional baseball?
Well, I will say this. This is what I told our general manager today, that we have kids who have had the excitement of being drafted. They get here and they've gotten over the shock of, oh my goodness, this is more than I thought it was going to be. Then they have the excitement about playing every day, and now they're to the point to where this is a lot of work, and I cannot wait to go home for a few days. So that's where we're at.
Hey, Cal, Curtis Granderson has already paid off for the Dodgers with a grand slam last night. What does he mean to that Dodger lineup?
Well, he obviously, you look at his batting average for the season, and it isn't fantastic, but his on-base percentage is. And so he's another guy that's going to get on base. He's not going to hit, you know, he does have some pop, too. He's going to hit some homers. But he gets on base, and he gives the Dodgers another guy that's going to get on base so that the other guys can drive him in. But I think not only does he add to the lineup, but he's also telling the clubhouse, the players in the clubhouse and the organization, that we're going for this thing, and we'll do what we have to do, even if it means we send down a guy like Jock Peterson, who's a younger kid who's had fantastic success since he's been in the big leagues, but is struggling right now. And they feel like Granderson can fill that void at this point, both defensively and offensively, and they're doing what they need to do at this point. So it's sending a message to the whole team.
Yeah, Peterson got to curtail the strikeouts a little bit, certainly. But to have a guy like Granderson help out, just the Dodgers, 88-35. They're playing 7-15 ball. They are plus 216 in run differential. And also, they are 51-14 at home. These are obscene numbers.
And they've done this without Kershaw for the last couple weeks. Obviously, it looks like he's coming back, but their bullpen is solid. Their starting pitching has been solid, and obviously with Wood having a a little bit of an issue physically, they have the opportunity to rest the guys they need. That is another thing. When you're over 20 games ahead in your division, you have the opportunity to do that, rest them now, and then get them going again towards the end of the season and try to continue this role. There's still a lot of baseball to be played, and this team could slump. There's not that. That's not out of the realm of possibilities, but you guys have seen teams that do this, and they just usually continue to roll. The question is, will they be able to do it in the playoffs and who they match up against?
Cal, what was even a four- or five-team race in the American League East is really down to a two-horse race right now with Boston and New York. I think it's a function of Boston continuing to play very well and Baltimore and Tampa and even Toronto tailing off a little bit. But how much do you like Boston?
You know, I do like Boston quite a bit. I think that their end of their bullpen with Joe Kelly getting healthy again really is solidifying that. They've played some tough games. They've played the Cardinals. They've played the Yankees at their place and at home. Now they're playing at Cleveland. So they're really being tested right now. This is a time that they're being tested. They gave away a game last night on an errant throw, but they're still in a position to beat Cleveland, who is one of the teams who's playing as good as anybody right now. So I'm really buying Boston, and I think that those things are proof to it, no question.
The Twins just dismantled the Arizona Diamondbacks over the weekend. Is that just baseball, or can we say that maybe the American League has an edge right now, or is it, like I said, is it just baseball and that was the way the weekend went?
Well, I think the Twins caught the Diamondbacks at the right time. Simply that because, number one, when you play interleague, you really have to do your homework. You really do. And you've got to, and it's extra work for the coaching staff. It's extra work for the catchers and the pitchers to know the other hitters, the hitters to know the pitchers. It's just a lot more work. And not that they're, and when you're this far down the road, it's kind of nice to face a team that you've already seen. You kind of know what they're doing. You just check who's hot and you roll with it. But when you're playing a team that you haven't seen as much, the Diamondbacks don't see the Twins. The Twins don't see the Diamondbacks that much. And the Twins have a lot of young players that the Diamondbacks may not know. And that can go both ways. But you know what? The Twins have nothing to lose right now. They really don't. The Diamondbacks, I think, are feeling, oh, no, people are sneaking up on us in this National League wild card race, and can we hang on? So you got two teams thinking completely different things. I think that's part of the reason why you saw the outcome.
To me, the Twins have been really resilient. I don't say that because I'm a fan, but unlike last year when this team would be down 3, 4, 5 runs, it seems to be no big deal for this team. Nearly came back and beat the White Sox in game one yesterday after being down 7-1. And on top of that, I think Paul Molitor has pushed a lot of the right buttons. I mean, they've used 30 pitchers. Tim Melville became the 30th pitcher that the Twins have used this season. But guys like Sluggers and Hilgenberger and others, Taylor Rogers, who pitched here, he's had to really mix and match in the bullpen and the starting rotation, aside from Santana and Berríos.
And that is very difficult to do. But when you have guys that have come up and have done well, I know Aaron Sluggers from him being at Indiana. And I've liked that kid for a long time. And so now these guys are getting their opportunities. The other thing is, I'm going to tell you, Mark, this is a benefit of what Minnesota has done, not just recently, but in the past, and the way they've done their player development. And I know that they've got a different general manager, different president, but I do still think that some of the old regime needs to take a little bit of credit here because of the fact that they've taken their time with some of their pitching. You got to know who you can push. You got to know who you can take time with from the minor league end, from the player development end. And I see this is just part of that paying off. Not to mention the fact that it's hard to teach that don't quit attitude. But if somebody can teach it, it's the guy who's managing that club.
Cal Elder joining us, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. You mentioned the fact that Cleveland is playing well, but Andrew Miller goes back on the disabled list after a short stint off of it, and he takes Danny Salazar with him. And this kind of was the MO of the Indians last year, except Miller was the only guy there, it seemed, down the stretch and into the playoffs for the Indians. But pitching starting to break down again for Cleveland.
Well, and it is, you know, I mean, losing Salazar in the rotation is really not going to help them. And obviously, Andrew Miller, the load that he carried in the playoffs last year and down the stretch was enormous. And it's a struggle. I think it's frustrating, I'm sure, for them. But they've done what they've needed to do while these guys were healthy. And obviously, Miller just got back. And so, to me, man, that could be the kiss of death as far as Andrew Miller pitching the rest of the year. I know people are going to say, no, that's crazy, and there's a lot of season left. But when you go that far all the way through the rehab and then re-aggravate the injury, it's tough to come back at times. But once again, let me go back to saying Cleveland's done what they needed to do. 5.5 games up on the Twins. They went in and beat Kansas City. They did and toughed it out against us. And now, we're 7 games back in the division. And so they've kind of taken care of things when they've needed to. And plus being able to beat Boston, those are big things. They still find a way to do what they need to do.
What's your gut, Cal? Do you think Miami will move Giancarlo Stanton?
That's a tough, tough decision. If the organization wants to do what's best for the organization, I think they do. But my gut tells me, man, the guys that are going to come in and be in charge of that organization, they also know what it's like to have a face of the franchise. And I think they have to, what they're weighing right now is, what do we do to our fan base if we move this guy? And so my gut says they will not move him. I think you can sure buy a lot of pitching with $30 million.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Speaking of pitching, you got to have an umpire to call balls and strikes, and we had a little kerfuffle over the weekend with Joe West, among others. A little bit of a protest about the verbal attacks, if you will, on poor Angel Hernandez. I don't know. What do you make of this? Now they're going to meet with Rob Manfred, putting a good face on it, I think. We're not going to get automated strike zones anytime soon. So people should just get that out of their minds right now. But did the umpires win as far as this is concerned over the weekend?
It would be different, guys, if we're talking about somebody who is seen as not one of the worst two umpires in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that's tough about this. You ask the coaches, you ask the players, and Joe West and Angel Hernandez are going to be at the bottom. That's just whether it's balls or strikes. I actually think Joe does a pretty good job behind home plate as long as he keeps his attitude out of it. Angel, different story. And the players are going to get frustrated, and they're going to say certain things, and it is tough to keep it out of the media. But players should do, players should do the best they can to keep it out of the media. You can say what you want to say on the field and do what you want to do. That's the way the game's always been played. And when you get to the media, you say, he blew the call, and move on from there. When you start getting personal in the media, then we have issues like this.
And maybe
the other thing is, and I don't know whether I'm going to be pointing a finger at Rob Manfred here or not, but we are getting way too politically correct in the game of baseball. I think we're taking it overboard with a lot of things, and that's just my opinion, but I do understand that it's a sensitivity to the fans, but when the umpires, if you can't say something that you're upset about, to an umpire, then that makes it awful tough.
Yeah, the fact that he brought it to the media probably was Ian Kinsler's undoing, and which led to the big fine. But I mean, this umpire thing wearing white wristbands, it was hardly unified. It was only two guys on that crew that wore the white wristbands. And I'm with you, Cal. Why are these guys so seemingly above reproach?
Well, and I think it's, you know what, it's when you have children, you understand this. When you give your 16-year-old the keys to the car and tell them they can use it for the weekend, and then the next weekend when they ask for it again, you give them to them again, what are they expecting? So there has been no real, and that's the expectations. There hasn't been a lot of accountability for umpires in the past or even to today. And when you see Angel Hernandez doing the All-Star game, you're going, what in the wide world of sports is going on? I mean, come on. We're not fooling anybody. Joe West is behind home plate. Come on. You know, and maybe that was a gesture because this is his last year. Those are the kind of things that lead to this. And look, you know, all of us love our kids more than anybody else, but every once in a while, when a school teacher or a coach tells us that our kids are misbehaving, maybe the punishment needs to be a little worse at home than it needs to be at the ballpark or at school. And we need to admit that sometimes kids make mistakes, just like these umpires.
Well, the problem is the cat's out of the bag because, yeah, Joe West served a suspension, but is he going to be fair to Cespedes going forward? And is Hernandez going to be fair to Kinsler?
Well, I mean, history tells you the answer to that is no.
No way.
That's the, you know, Angel, at least Angel got it right in the media saying, hey, I'm just here to do the best job I can. And he got it right in the media. But, you know, they're human beings. And when push comes to shove and it's a close play at first base, we know which way that one's going.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And then Joe West will tell him about it, too.
Yes, he will. Tear him down as long as he goes all the way back to the bat rack.
3:40, Cal Elder joining us here in the gym class on KGYM. We thought the National League was done with the playoff teams a little bit ago, and now all of a sudden, a little bit of a race as far as a wild card is concerned at this point. Colorado and Arizona haven't been playing great ball over the last month or so, and they've kind of brought the others in the National League Central, and even Miami's got a little bit of a glimmer here if they keep Stanton anyway down the stretch.
Well, and that goes to the fact that once again you're looking at the American League Central has had a little bit of gap made there, so you know the Royals and the Twins are looking at having to make the wild card, but the National League Central has gone the other way. I mean, the Cubs are playing better, but Milwaukee's not going anywhere. So now you look back at the National League, and that's our point. You know, the point was we were talking about earlier, that Colorado and Arizona, they're looking over their shoulders. You can't you look at them in their last 10, and Colorado, looking it up, is 3-7 in their last 10. They've lost two in a row. The Diamondbacks are 4-6 in their last 10. And all it takes is any one of those teams, and you can go all the way down to Miami or especially the Cardinals in Milwaukee. And if they go on a streak, which both of those teams have done that in the past month and a half, it can really change things and make it very interesting and obviously not as comfortable for the Diamondbacks and the Rockies.
Cal, what was the worst route you were involved in, either on the plus or minus side? I ask you this because it's the 10-year anniversary of Texas beating Baltimore 30-3.
You know, Mark, I've had some games where I've lost 2-0 and it felt like we got blown out. but I think the one that I keep remembering, and it was because it was, I always say it was the longest game I've ever pitched in my life. And that was right after, if you guys remember this, in 1992, the Toronto Blue Jays, they had Jimmy Key and had traded for David Cohn. And from the Mets. And we ended up playing them right after that. Milwaukee, we played them. And I pitched against Jimmy Key. And we won that game 22-2. And I remember, I don't remember when I gave up the runs, but I can remember going out a couple of innings and having 9 or 10 pitch innings. And Chris Bosio, I come in and sat down after one of those innings, and Chris Bosio looked at me and said, "You didn't even get loose, did you?" And I go, "No." I mean, he didn't. Not that I was doing that good. It's just you sat so long, and not the easiest game to pitch. But hey, I'll take 22 runs any day.
Yep. They don't ask you how. We'll get to your top five here. I know that one team is not in it, and that would be the San Francisco Giants, who have been officially eliminated from contention in the National League West. They are, ladies and gentlemen, the Giants are 39 games behind the Dodgers. And don't think Dodger fans aren't letting the Giant fans know they're 39 games behind the Dodgers.
Now the Giant fans, the only thing they have left is to think, hey, can we beat these guys and wreak some havoc with them? But they have a 20-game lead on the next team in the division.
20 and a half.
But, so, guys, it's kind of a flip-flop. Not a flip-flop, but an interesting top five as I put it together. And I kind of have the American League, then I have the National League. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe these two teams at the top, in the National League, maybe there's some teams that belong in the three, four, and five spots, and then out of the National League. But we'll see how that works out. But guys, I have Houston at number five. Been a 500 team in the last 10 games. Still a good club, but they're just kind of sputtering along. Their offense is amazing, and obviously they've had some guys having some great years. But I see them there. They're pitching. I've been saying that all year. It kind of makes me nervous. But Cleveland, maybe they would be number three. But Cleveland right now, losing Miller, losing Salazar. We'll see how they're going to pan out at number four. And I did say I like Boston. I got them at number three. And then at the top, guys, I've got a team we didn't talk a whole lot about, but the Washington Nationals at number two. And their front office did a nice job getting some bullpen help, and so far it's been great. Having Doolittle close and getting Kinsler and Madsen and Albers doing a nice job too, even Joe Blanton. But the top team, guys, man, 88-35. You said it earlier, Scott. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they're a train rolling down the tracks pretty fast.
Yeah, and again, doesn't mean they're going to win it, but boy, it's going to be tough to derail that train, I think, when we get to October.
1992, Cal Eldred, by the way, 11-2 with a 1.79 ERA and 14 starts. Kind of a stat of the day, huh?
Yeah. Well, that was – it's easy to win when your team scores first.
And 22 runs. Yeah.
Yeah, Iowa didn't score 22, but they got 13 and beat the Russians early this morning anyway, so that was good to see.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys, it's just you get a lot of runs and hold them down, and you score first, and those are the important things. But when you're winning, when you're beating the Russians, and you're coming up your rookie year, and your team scoring 22 runs in a game, those are good times.
Good times indeed. All right, Cal, we'll talk to you next week on Tuesday. Enjoy the desert, and we will talk to you then.
That sounds great. Enjoy the baseball.
All right. Cal Elder joins us on Tuesdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 3:47, and we'll go ahead and take a break. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up a Dr. Pepper prize pack right now. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to get a Dr. Pepper prize pack, which includes a 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag, including a pint glass to enjoy your ice-cold Dr. Pepper in. And if you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please let some others be a winner here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Back to let you know our winner after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and a bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Metro PCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. Get two lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get two free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. Video streams at up to 480p. Top 3% of customers using greater than 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Look at your hands. What have they been doing lately? Being softly conditioned by life indoors? Or are they the restless instruments of change? At Valvoline, we believe in hands-on innovation. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $32.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Ah, we're back. Kevin and Walford gets our Dr. Pepper prize pack. Maybe he knows Ryan and Walford. What do you think? Maybe they're neighbors or something like that.
Ryan, in fact, weighed in on the quarterback question at Iowa.
Did he? What did Ryan say about it?
Ryan likes Stanley. From the tidbit we got to see of him last year, he showed he can throw a good deep ball. The size is there, and he can move a little. Hopefully, he grows up fast. If we get the QB situation straightened out, we could be a pretty dangerous team. The defense and running game will keep us in most games. I don't see many blowouts, if any.
You had an interesting comment here before we got started here. Kirk, we know, likes these teams that fly under the radar a little bit. And you kind of caught a gleam in Kirk's eye a little bit earlier today that you have a feeling he might like this group.
Yeah, Todd and Alex actually alluded to it a little bit yesterday as well. And the more I thought about it. I'm not around the club like those two guys are, but you look at the personnel groupings, the experience is there on the offensive line, good talent at running back. I think there may be a surprise or two the wide receiver positions. I think the front seven is very solid and I need a little work in the secondary quarterback position. And we don't know the specialists yet, but even though it's a more difficult schedule than it has been the last couple of years, I think the potential is there for maybe a better team than people might think.
Wyoming will be tough, though. Wyoming will be tough with Allen coming in, especially with the news today. Manny Rugumba is going to be suspended for the Wyoming game. Violation of team rules in the offseason. He will be back in the good graces after the first week for the Hawkeyes. Quarterback will be named by Monday. That according to Kirk Ferentz. By the way, Ojemudia will be Ojemudia.
Yeah.
Doc, on it. I'm going to have you just say that every time now. Ojemudia will be the corner and a true freshman behind them. Hankins, I believe, will be the second string guy coming up. So you can pretty much bet your bottom dollar that he will have his red shirt pulled before things get too far into it anyway. The other one would be Mr. Epinesa, of course. We know he's going to play.
And Tristan Wirfs from Mount Vernon, second team right now.
Been hurt, though.
Yeah.
Been hurt, though.
He has been. He's second team on the depth chart. We'll see how much he plays, if any, out of the chute.
Yeah, and not sure if he'll get in some special teams work or not, but we shall see. We shall see on that at 3:52. All right, we'll need to take another break. We'll come back and wrap things up on this edition of the Gym Class. Please stay with us. More to come after this.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book School this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. You can save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday till 9 o'clock. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
The 2017 high school football season gets underway this Friday night with a big Metro showdown. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me from Kingston Stadium this Friday at 7 on 1600 AM as number 9 Prairie meets number 6 Washington. This 4A non-district battle promises to be a good one between a pair of playoff teams from a year ago. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. 4A number 9 Prairie at number 6 Washington. Friday night starting at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back at 3:55 here on the Tuesday edition of the gym class. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. They're going to talk with George Kittle, who is doing a good job in the preseason. Former Hawkeye and now with the San Francisco 49ers. Caught a touchdown pass from C.J. Beathard over the weekend. We'll be interested to hear what George has to say. The gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured online. And go to KGYMradio.com for more information on that.
Poll question today, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which would you rather see at Carver Hawkeye Arena? More Big Ten games? Better non-conference games? Why can't we have both?
Have our cake and eat it too? Is that what we're going for at this point?
Hopefully the Twins have their cake and eat it too tonight, 7 o'clock, following the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You can hear it here on 107.5. Effort.
I will be an interested bystander.
You got an interesting pitcher on the hill tonight, don't you?
Giolito is going to make his White Sox debut tonight, and he'll be going up against Kyle Gibson. I want to see what Giolito can do. Is he going to be this? And I know the guys were talking about it yesterday, and I think I texted Todd during when he was having his talk about what should the White Sox do. Should they bring up all these guys? Should they not? I'm a firm believer you don't bring up guys to a losing, sinking ship like the White Sox are this year. White Sox have had some injuries in the pitching staff. I understand why Giolito is coming up. Moncada came up, and that's fine. He's struggling a little bit, but he's showed flashes anyway. But I don't want to see all these guys up and on a team that's 30 below 500 at this point.
Giolito was with, Washington for... Mm-hmm. Half a dozen games, something like that.
Yeah. So it's not his major league debut, but still. And there's a good chance if he stayed with the Nationals, he would have been pitching by now. So be it, and we will see what happens. And split yesterday. We'll see what the Twins and the Sox do tonight.
Not going to split today, only one game.
Yep, so that will be coming up tonight. We'll have it at 7 o'clock for you on 107.5 FM from Guaranteed Rate. I still call it Comiskey Park. New Comiskey Park on the south side of Chicago. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming up next. Also coming up tomorrow, Chris List, rotowire.com, Paul Clark. Cyclone Nation will be joining us as well to preview Iowa State. We'll talk to you at 3.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my...